CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and also with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 3rd of November 2019. Here are the main news headlines. New edition of Radcom Plus released. Latest news on WRC 19. 5 MHz readers, news readers wanted. The RSGB is pleased to announce that the new edition of Radcom Plus, Volume 4, Issue 1, is now out on the RSGB website. Radcom Plus is the RSGB's digital technical supplement, and RSGB members can read it in HTML5 flipbook, PDF, and EPUB formats. This issue contains over 50 pages and includes an Arduino vector network analyzer, the pros and cons of multiband inverted V antennas, and a homemade yet accurate 100 kHz to 3 gigs spectrum analyzer. All the back copies of Radcom Plus have now been converted to the HTML5 viewer. RSGB members can sign up to receive email alerts for future editions on the RSGB's own website. The World Radio Communication Conference 2019 opened in Egypt on the 28th of October. Daily reports of proceedings can be found on the RSGB social media and special focus page. These reports are prepared by the RSGB volunteers attending the conference. WRC 19 has a wide-ranging antenna, that should be agenda, of which the amateur issues are but a small part. We're still in need of readers to join the GB2RS News 5 Megs Team Rota. The 5 Megs GB2RS broadcast takes place on Sunday afternoons at 1500 UTC on 5398.5 kHz. USB. A full license is necessary for 5 megs operation, and you must be a member of the RSGB. If you're interested in joining the team, please contact the GB2RS news manager via email to gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Bletchley Park changed to its winter opening hours on Friday the 1st of November. This means that the site, including the RSGB National Radio Centre, will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Last admissions 3 p.m. RSGB members can gain free entry to Bletchley Park by downloading the voucher on the RSGB website. Episode 24 of TX Factor is a National Hamfest 2019 special, reporting on some of the eye-catching products and services on display at this year's event in Newark. They investigate the current state of HF propagation with RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, celebrate 50 years of Nevada radio with Mike Devereaux, G3SED, try out a few solder stations and look at the VMARS vintage AM radios. And to cap it all, they take a look at the latest rig from Yaesu, the FTDX101D. As always, there's a chance to win a great bundle of prizes from the sponsors, the RSGB and MLNS. Go to www.txfilms.co.uk/TXFactor. The RSGB VHF Contest Committee would appreciate your views on a number of topics to help it set the contest rules for 2020. The survey is quite short and all your views are read and appreciated. The survey will close at midnight on Sunday the 10th of November and it's available at surveymonkey.co.uk. Thank you for taking the time to complete this survey. The annual hog roast at Martin Lynch & Son will take place on the 30th of November at their premises in Staines, TW18-2AP. The published date in the November Radcom is actually incorrect. No apologies to MLNS for the error. Have you applied to host the call sign for this year's Youngsters on the Air month, which takes place throughout December? The RSGB has the call sign GB19 Yota, and we're looking for radio clubs, schools, scouts and guide groups, cadet groups and individuals to activate the call sign or host a station. To find out more, see the RSGB website. The Royal Signals ARS would like to contact those people who joined the RSARS at the National Hamfest on the 28th and 29th of September. Please contact the membership secretary by email rsarsmemsec info@virginmedia.com. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 3rd of November, the Bush Valley ARC rally takes place at Limavady Football Club, Rathmore Road, Limavady, BT490DF. Doors open 11 a.m. Admission is £3. Next Saturday, the 9th of November, the BATCATV Convention South takes place at Chiltern Village Hall near Didcot in Oxfordshire, 0x11 0SH. There'll be an ATV clinic, show and tell, bring and buy, and two interesting talks. More information at forum.batc.org.uk. Plymouth Radio Club would like to inform people that this year's rally, planned in November, will not be held. The club would like to thank all those who have supported them over the years. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Members of the Can-Am de Expedition Group will be active as TX7T from Hiva Oa, Marquesas Islands, IOTA OC027, from the 6th to the 17th of November. They'll be operating CWSSB Ritian FT8 in Fox and Hound mode on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via M0URX's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Rick NE8Z will be active as HC1MD/2 from the lighthouse at Capeon Hill in the Santa Elena province of Ecuador until the 9th of November. He'll be operating CWSSB and FT8 on 40, 30, 20 and 17 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to K8LJG. Eric VA2IDX will be active as VA2IDX/P from Anticosti Island, NA077, until the 6th of November. He'll be operating CWQRP, possibly SSB, on the 40 and 20 metre bands around 2200 to 0200 UTC. QSL home call. Gary G0FWX will be operating V47FWX between the 6th and 16th of November. From John, V47JA's QTH in St Kitts Nevis, NA104, QSL M0URX. Tom, F4HPX is on holiday in New Caledonia, that's OC32, from the 3rd of November. He'll be operating as Fox Kilo stroke call sign on the 8 to 10 metre bands using FT4 SSB and CW. He also plans a visit to the Ile des Pins, OC033, QSL via F4HPX, direct or via the Bureau, Club Log, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or EQSL. Now for special event news, the volunteers of the Brooklands Wireless Communications Collection will operate the museum's call sign GB1BM to commemorate the 101st anniversary of the ending of hostilities of the First World War on the 9th of November. They'll be operating from the finishing straight Brooklands Museum Brooklands Road Weybridge, KT13 0QN. The aim is to contact 101 other radio stations using just one frequency, because most radio equipment in use in 1918 was only capable of operating on a single channel. You can work the station on the air or visit the museum between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Please note the normal entry fees apply. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Contest news this weekend, the Marconi CW contest runs for 24 hours, ending 1400 UTC today the 3rd. It's CW only, 144 megs bands, and the exchange, a signal report, serial number and locator. The Midlands Interclub GMT activity contest continues today the 3rd, and on subsequent Sundays. It runs between 10 a.m. and midday, on or around 145.450 MHz FM. Full details at Hull Radio Club.co.uk/award. On Monday, the Pioneer FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using 3.5 megs bands only. The exchange is signal report in your four character locator. On Tuesday, the 144 megs machine generated mode activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC The exchange is signal reporting your four-character locator. Same time, the 144 megs FM activity contest takes place with the exchange of signal report, serial number and six-digit look. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your four character locator. On Saturday, the club calls or 1.8 megahertz AFS contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC using CW and SSB. On the 1.8 megs band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and club information. The WAEDX RITI contest runs for 48 hours next weekend from 0000 UTC on the 9th to 2359 UTC on the 10th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange is just your signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week offered a mixed bag of HF propagation. The weekend saw the aftermath of a geomagnetic storm triggered by matter from the solar coronal hole. This pushed the KP index up to 6 and sparked auroras at the north and south poles. The disturbance eventually settled by Wednesday. After a few days of the KP index hitting 3, this didn't stop Top DX's working VP6R, the de-expedition on Pitcairn in the Pacific. A variety of modes were used to put the call sign in people's logs, with the FT8 Fox and Hounds mode proving very popular. Next week we may see more of the same as the sun continues to present zero sunspots. Geomagnetic conditions are a little harder to predict, as a weak coronal hole stream is currently moving past Earth. Visible aurora will be likely at very high latitudes. The US Air Force predicts an AP index, and note that's not the KP index, will remain at about 5 with an increase to 10 on the 6th. This equates to KP index maximum of 2, which are just more settled conditions from this weekend's onwards. Daytime critical frequencies are struggling to get much above 6.3 megs at the moment, which translate to a minimum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres of up to 21 megs, and occasionally higher. There have even been reports of 28 meg openings. Nighttime critical frequencies are currently around 3.5 megs, which doesn't bode well for the NVIS contacts around the UK on 80 metres. But longer distance contacts into Europe and further afield should still be possible at night. Now for VHF and up, the atmospheric forecast models are very good at predicting the general weather type out to some considerable time ahead. They seem to be in broad agreement about the coming period of weather being dominated by areas of low pressure and bands of rain or showers. This once again means that rain scatter will probably be the main weather-related propagation mode for next week. High pressure is not really a candidate for tropo propagation modes next week, and since we're way past the main sporadic E season, the list scrolls down to the odd chance aurora and meteor scatter event. These are very hard to predict, other than recommending that you should be aware of any meteor showers and watch the various propagation bulletins that show the state of solar wind and geomagnetic index. Moon declination is increasing again from today, going positive this coming Saturday, meaning moon windows will lengthen. The moon is at apogee on Thursday, so losses will be at their highest this week. 144 meg sky temperature reaches a minimum on Thursday. There are no major meteor showers this week, but the big Leonid shower is just 2 weeks away, so get ready. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also. Until next week.